046-0567.
Welcome back. It's 10 past one. And as mentioned earlier, we'll be chatting to Carissa Bloomberg about the importance of knowing your identity, your heritage, and your culture. Welcome to Cape Talk, Carissa.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm really excited to be here.
Absolutely. Thank Happy you. Heritage Day. Or that was yesterday, but we're still celebrating today, right?
Yes, we are. Happy Heritage Day to you, too, and to everyone. Thank you, Bonnie.
What is heritage? I mean, in general, I think we understand what it means, but how does it relate to us personally as people?
Yes, I think that's a good place to start. What exactly is heritage and why are we celebrating it? Heritage is our whole past. It's our ways of behaving to a specific group. It's our belief systems, our values. You know, it tells us what our dress code, you know, to wear, our personal decoration, our knowledge, our religion, our symbols, our music. It's just so vast. And then you can have monuments, you know, to that heritage as well. So it's so important. It's our past.
Yes.
And, you know, and it connects all our people have similar mindsets. So we know where we're coming from. It's our foundations. I can rattle on. Shall I just pause there for a moment?
Oh, no, please feel free to rattle on. So, I mean, you say that it's also just a mindset and it's a group, a way of thinking that a group of people relate to or a belief system that they share. And do people, yes, most of the time it's characterized sometimes by their geographic positioning or their race or, am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Or events in history, perhaps.
All of that together. Yeah. Yeah, where they're coming from, the race, the gender, the culture, our ethnicity. And what's so amazing about South Africa, I mean, why we're called the Rainbow Nation, is because we've got all these different cultures. And a person is made up of not only their character and their upbringing and their, you know, how they were parented and their experiences, but where they come from,
right,
and their religion and what was done in that past with their religion. And we want to learn. It's part of our roots.
Yes, yes. And what is the difference between that and identity?
Well, it's part of our identity. So
it's
identity is, yes, part of it. Identity is, you know, we can be female, we can be cisgender, we can be, but our identity is, so for example, you can be Jewish, but you can also be South African, and you can also have, you know, the religion that comes from it. It's engrossed and it's embedded together. It's intangible.
Right.
Some of it is intangible, but it's interconnected as well. It's very complex.
It is very complex. And let's talk about the intersectionality of it all. I mean, a person's identity is made up of their own character combined with their temperament, so many things. But it can change, right, as time goes on.
Yes, it doesn't have to be static. It can change. And what is interesting is there's such a thing called cultural appropriation, where someone adopts aspects of a culture that's not their own.
Yes.
And we do that because it just makes sense to us. So for example, if I like the whole Eastern way of thinking and Buddhism all say, for example, I can adopt part of that. So that's why there's so many different layers of where we're coming from. But why it's so important to know, because it makes up who we are and where we're coming from. And that's why it's key.
Sometimes I think people, especially South Africans, as relates to our historical past and some of the trauma that South Africans have experienced, they can feel like their identity is splintered in many ways. And what are some of the ways that we can almost unite our identity and feel like we understand what's at the core of it? Or should we be, or should we just be, find a way to actually live in that dissonance sometimes?
Oh, that's a lovely word, Bonnie, dissonance. You've said this so beautifully. It has been split, and there's a lot of negativity that comes with our past and a lot of wrongdoing to lots of us. And then part of it, do we hold on to that? Or do we actually learn the lessons from that and actually move forward?
Yeah.
And for me, I think it's about our future is really all we've got and the moment that we have now. And we need to just each one take responsibility for ourselves. And you know, Bonnie, you know I'm very big on integrity. And I think it comes with respect for others' cultures, respect for oneself, being honest, being open, speaking our truth, and moving forward. Horrific things have been done to all of us in our past. And our, can we not move to a point where we have to get rid of that hatred to move forward into a better space? Because there's so much moral decay and rot around us.
Yeah.
It's time for new beginnings, I heard you say earlier, but it is time for that.
It is always. And we've gotten a WhatsApp from a lady called Karen. She says, "Hi, I wasn't born here. I didn't grow up here. So my heritage is not here." Is there a way that Karen could feel, feel akin to South Africa, some kind of connection, even though her heritage is not here?
Yes, that's a very interesting question, because then she's got a heritage of wherever she comes from, mm-hmm. and that nation. I think there is, and it's amazing that she's open to, you know, adapt to that. I think that she just needs to learn about Africa. There's such a wealth, and there's so much to Google and so much to look at, and go and visit Robben Island and look what's happened to her past. And I think just make a conscious decision to actually learn about the town that she's in, the people, the cultures, the way of doing things, the belief systems. And it's a wonderful journey. It can be really exciting.
It is,
and
absolutely.
And I say good luck to her, because it needs to be done. You can't just suddenly feel that you can fit in if you don't know some of these values.
Yes, yes. But you've said so many important things, and thank you so much for joining us today. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Carissa.
I'll be listening. All the best for you. Thank you for having me.